That's the name of this broadcast, Sudden Judgment. I could feel it in my spirit. Before the sudden judgment, anybody that has a mind to go to heaven and be with Jesus, if you love God, fill up on the word of God. This is not so God will love you more. This is so that you won't offend God. This is so that you won't get in trouble. This is so that you can fulfill the law. See, remember, the five virgins was wise, five was foolish. The foolish ran out of oil. The wise managed their oil. They trimmed their lamps. They kept word in their heart. They didn't let the world absorb the word from them. They sustained themselves. This is what you got to do now. This is your wisdom. You got to fill up on the word of God so that you can destroy the works of darkness in your life, so that you can drive out all temptation, just like Israel was supposed to drive out all the Canaanites. It's your job to drive out the sins that you know of. But don't use your strength. Use God's strength. Eat out the tree of life so that you can manage your life. Become built up and fortified so that you can get your laughter back. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, it's not based on how you feel at all. This is the principles of God are not something you can compromise with. You can't go by how you feel. You go by how it is. You go by the word of God. Live according to God's word. And if you stick with receiving the word of God, if you receive enough word of God, it's inevitable you're going to get your laughter back. You're going to be able to laugh in life and enjoy life without touching something in the world. You don't have to touch something unclean and become unclean. You don't have to receive darkness that's going to give Satan control over your will. You don't have to be hijacked or lowjacked. You don't have to be driven to darkness. Just like when people play with the world, they all get driven to darkness. When they allow sin in their life, they become driven to darkness and they don't understand it. It's very important to know and love God. And it's very important to receive His word. That's where we have strength. That's where we're supposed to live. See, God cares about us. And He loves us and He wants us to know Him and be stable. The things of the world have no power over you. Nothing in the world. Satan don't have power over those of covenant. But those that love the Lord, they are in covenant with God, and they'll be guided by the Holy Spirit. And the more of God's word that you put in your heart, you're going to be able to withstand the things of darkness. It's easy when you do it God's way. Now listen to this. This is Haggai chapter 2, verse 10. In the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, No. Then said Haggai, If it is unclean by a dead body, if one is unclean by a dead body, touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, It shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon the stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were since those days were, when one came to an heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press vat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with mildew and with blasting and with mildew and with hail and the labors of your hands, yet ye turn not to me, saith the Lord. They didn't receive correction. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree had not brought forth, from this day will I bless you. See, when if something unclean touches something that's clean, it becomes unclean. Now, the sin of this world, if you receive it, you become unclean. But if you receive the word, you have authority to drive it out. If you have something clean and you touch something that's not unclean, it doesn't become clean. In other words, if I love the Lord my God with all my heart, and I have children, and I lay my hand on their shoulder, they don't become clean because I laid my hand on their shoulder. If they didn't make Jesus their Lord yet, and I shake their hand or touch them on the shoulder or even lay my hands and pray for them, that don't make them clean. That don't make them a Christian. They got to choose it. But if I teach them the word of God, and then their friends teach them about the world, and they don't receive salvation, they'll be unclean like their friend. If I'm a man of God, I love God, and I start doing things that are receiving bad information, so to speak, or watching pornography, I become unclean. And then God has to deal with it. And see, the Lord was showing them their way, their ways, when they should have been a blessing. They had lack. And the Lord had to do judgment to wake them up. Now let's go back to verse 13. Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Now this is according to the law of Moses. They were supposed to purify what they brought in the camp. Let's go back to verse 12. If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? The priest answered and said, no. Holy things don't make you holy because you touch something holy. This is why. The works of the salvation of God is by faith. You have to receive it. It's not infectious. I can't just touch somebody out there and make them holy. Now, I can lay hands on them in my authority. I can get them healed. Or I can impart spirit, but they still got to receive it. But just because I work in an office, so to speak, and I'm holy, everybody in the office is not just going to become holy. They're going to have to believe on Jesus. The fruit that we bear show people the heart of God. And then they'll have to go to God like those that bear fruit for themselves to be holy, to be set apart for the use of God and not the use of Satan. Now, Haggai's second question. Verse 13, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. So the things of the world is infectious. Now, Joyce Myers taught this years ago. And I had read this. I knew this setting, but I didn't put it together like she did. But once she did, it woke me. You know, I never forgot Haggai 2. Sometime I thought it was in Hosea, but I never forgot this setting of scriptures. And the things of the world is infectious. You got to go to the tree of life to get the stamina you need to destroy all satanic desires, all satanic temptation. If Satan wouldn't have to tempt you if that's what you wanted to do. Because you don't want to do those things because your spirit was made brand new. He's trying to play with your mind to get you to lust after darkness so that you can be infected by it. So that the sin of it will get in your will. And then when God does his sudden judgment, you'll be on the wrong side of it. Many Christians believe they're going to be raptured and they're not. Because they do the works of darkness. And they won't repent. Now, if you remember, when was the last time the Lord convicted you for your sin? If you forgot the last time the Lord convicted you of sin, and now you can sin and he don't convict you, you need to get saved. You need to go back and do the first works all over again. You need to believe on Jesus Christ. And fill you this time, fill your heart with his word so that you can repent. Repenting is not just a magic prayer. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me for my sin. And then help me never do it again. No. You got to do that and receive the strength of his word. And you know, I said, Lord, I don't want to be tempted by Satan. I don't want nothing he do to tempt me. I want to hate it. As I see it, I want to hate the sin that he's suggesting to me. How do I do it? That's repenting. Repenting, let's replace the word repent with reject. Let's reject darkness. And sometimes a lot of men say, I don't see how I could be that way. Well, you can't. But if you fill your heart with the word, you can. A lot of people feel like, well, I just lose my temper. Well, yeah, you do. Fill your heart with the word. Eat off the tree of life and you'll have what it takes to reject the ugly works of darkness. This is for your life. Jesus gave you a way out. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And through the apostles and prophets, God gave you his word. You got to fill your heart with his word to withstand the wiles of the enemy. The shield of faith comes from the word you receive. Satan's not going to stop shooting fire darts at you. You've got to fill your heart with the word. This is for your life. Now, it's rare, you know, if a person go through this life and they stay out of trouble, it's because they put God's word in their heart. They put God's word first. But if you're around people, the more people you're around, and you don't even have to be around people. The enemy will come to you privately and give you thoughts and fiery darts. But you withstand it with the word. So that sudden judgment don't apply to you. Redemption does. Now, at any moment, the Lord is going to take his people off earth so he can judge the earth. Now, he's not moving us out of Satan's way. He's already given us authority over him. And I promise you this, don't count on other people to take authority over Satan. You do it. You take authority over Satan. You take authority over the works of the Antichrist. But the people out there that back him, they don't know what they're doing because they're in sin and Satan is controlling them by their sin. They're not personally motivated against you. But they are satanically motivated against you. They're trying to do whatever it is they're doing, and Satan is using their desire for sin to control them. So they're satanically motivated against you. The Antichrist is satanically motivated against you. If you love God, he's satanically motivated against you. If you're on his side, he's ultimately satanically motivated against you, because everybody that helps the Antichrist, they're going to hell. They're going to face sudden judgment. And Satan knows this. He don't care about them. He don't care about the people that take the mark. He's their enemy too. They're just used for idiots at the time, because they're full of darkness. And they wouldn't repent. They rejected God. They didn't want Jesus in their life. They didn't want what was right in their life. So Satan's going to use the beast against them. And they're part of the beast. See, the beast is the whole thing. It's Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and everybody that gave him power. And all of his power is stolen. He hijacked millions of people. Now, they're personally motivated to sin, but they're satanically motivated not only against you, but each other ultimately. The world loves the world, but it's working against itself. Everything of Satan is just like an Ouroboros, a serpent that's eating its tail. It's going to consume away. But it will deaden everything that touches it. It will deaden everything that receives it. This is what Jesus is saving us from. It's sudden. It's a slow destruction. Once you're in it, you can't tell you're being eaten. But if you get in God's house, if you do things God's way, your eyes will be in your head. Now, if all this evil wasn't out there, you might be able to get away without filling your heart with the word. But now you have to. And I guess some preachers don't like to preach this way because they don't want people to leave the church. Well, if you don't fill your heart with the word of God, you're going to leave the church, even if you don't go anywhere. Leaving the kingdom of God is worse than leaving a church. And I don't want anybody's blood on my hands. I want God's word to be known. So the satanic things, they will make you unclean. You have to withstand it. You have to work against it. You have to stand against it. You have to fortify your heart and rebuke it. And then, only then will you work according to God's will. You don't have to face this sudden judgment. That's about to happen imminently. Because of this broadcast, it's possible that God has put this here, and he's going to alert people to it. And be faithful in every way. Whatever God tells you to do for yourself or for others, do it fast. And do it immediately. Don't be late. Don't be lazy with it. Don't wait. Do it now. Do what God tells you to do now. Because we're about to be gone. The Lord told me, he said, you're going to be a missing person. He told me that months ago. I told my son about it. When the rapture happens, I'm going to be gone. And so will everybody that loves God. But you know, I still take it serious. I fill my heart with the word of God. Not just to preach, but to live. I studied to live. And then I preach what God give me. And I study also to minister the word. I have to find scriptures. I forget where they are sometimes. So, filling your heart with eating out the tree of life will help you withstand against eating off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. No sin is possible for no sin to be your master. You be the master. The word of God gives you control over you, not Satan. If you have a brand new spirit by the new birth, by believing on Jesus Christ, you don't want sin. You came to Jesus because you didn't want sin. That told God you hate sin. You don't want it. But you don't want to go back to it by default. You don't want the things of the world to influence you wrong. And out there in the world, people do what they want. And women are not going to dress like Muslims. They're going to wear nothing, just like they do here. The Muslim women's cover up. They don't show off their body. And I believe God's going to reward them, even though they're not in covenant with God. You know, God will reward people for doing what's right. But they overboard. They don't even show their hair. I'm not saying that you have to do that, but Paul said dress modest. You know, but you can't depend on people to do something for you. You have to do it within. And I knew that when I was tempted that way, I knew women weren't going to wear clothes. They're going to barely wear clothes like they do. I said, Lord, show me how to not be bothered by them. And he did. And if you fill your heart with the word, it's doable. I learned from the Lord, if you love people like Jesus loved you, you cannot be tempted by them. No matter what they do or don't do. You'll see them for what they are. And you love them like Jesus loved you. So everything is, a lot of people, they can't see that. But if you fill your heart with the word of God, you'll know it. And you'll get your laughter back. I'm not in a hurry for Jesus to come back. I'm good. I'm in him. What I mean by good, I was made. I'm not talking about righteous. I'm content. But I was made righteous by Jesus. My righteousness is of him, not me. I fill my heart with his word. My righteousness is of him and by his blood. But I'm in the eye of the storm. And I don't care because I have him with me. I was in the eye of the storm. Actually, I was in the storm. The eye of the storm can be a safe place. But I was in the storm and he was still with me. And I still overcame. And I know what I'm talking about. If you fill your heart with the word, you can do this. And you don't need anything out there to give you. You don't need anything from anyone. When you're content in Jesus. And you'll get your laughter back. In the midst of the storm. Or in the storm. You'll get your laughter back. And nothing changes. But a process is a healing process in you. Will affect everything of you. Over time. But you got to start filling your heart with the word. Don't try to just master everything. With your own wisdom. Do it God's way. Fill your heart with his word. And then things will begin to work. The healing process that's in you will begin to make everything that pertains. See, if you've been made righteous, everything that pertains to you can change. But if you allow the world somewhere, everything that's of you will be affected by the influence of the world. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continually move in your life and teach you his word and protect you. Don't be afraid of anything. Look to him and he will help you to do all that's necessary. But just do what he gives you to do and do it in his strength. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in covenant. Stay in victory.